Yeah, you got to use that line every now and then. I know a guy who uses that line all the time, Jim Thompson, Active Club. Jim, it ain't over till it's over, but it is over, but it ain't over.
Yeah. It's a year-round event.
I gotcha. We are talking once again. Botnick remembered. It was a wonderful celebration from all of the madness before all the way through it, and a great afterglow. And I'm thanking you for coming in, because we always want to do a follow-up spotlight on just how we did as a community. And, of course, the Active Club did a wonderful job once again. Thank you all.
Yeah, well, appreciate having me on. And, when we ran into each other, it's nice to look back and, you know, from the weatherman to, as I call it, my bored policeman. Yes. I love it when they're bored. And, Lord, everything was so smooth this year.
Yeah.
Usually they start getting set up Tuesday before Botnick.
Right.
And I show up Monday, and Pat Davis shows they're three quarters set up, and the booths are going up.
Yeah.
And a VIP tent, the deck was already there. I'm like, holy wow.
Yeah.
Things went really smooth this year, almost like pinch ourselves smooth.
Well, let's just keep doing that.
Yeah, yeah, we'll cross our fingers. We have many more of those.
Let's see if we can keep pinching.
Yeah. And I certainly want to thank the community and our sponsors and all the youth organizations that I'm so proud of being able to pay those kids, because we got a lot of work to do to put this beautiful monster on.
Yeah, I spent a little time out there on that final Sunday afternoon, and there was still a wonderful crowd there, and a great spirit, I felt. And even though people watching is always fun, I found that better people seemed to be around, and no matter who and what age, everybody just seemed to be carrying a really good spirit there, enjoying themselves and having a great time, and so glad they were there. That's what I read.
Yeah, well said. We really... certainly no major headaches. There's always a couple little things. It's life. But, the vendors were all excited to be there. They all did well.
I'm so glad.
Yeah, our curly fry guy, he thinks we're... he's broken all his records at Botnick in the last two, 3 years.
I barely saw one person walk by without... Curly fries next to them are in the family.
Yeah.
And I mean the big ones.
Yeah, there's, foot-long corn dogs. Yes. All the health food.
You bet. The very healthy food that must have.
Once a year.
Once a year. Break in training.
Yep. But, of course, we get a cut of all those vendors.
Sure.
And that gives us the money we have to donate back to the kids.
You're doing that. But, really appreciate it. Just as a quick sidebar, catching up with you at Joe's Place Ministries, Joe's Going Country. On Saturday night with the full Active Club represented there at a table, and really good to see you supporting that very special youth ministry
too. Oh, yeah, Darren. I've known Darren for forever, 25, 30 years, and he got that bright idea, and it's like, you always want to reach out to kids that are lost.
You bet.
Being kind of a lost kid myself a few decades ago, certainly respected it, and what he has built that into, wow.
Yeah, it's called a calling, and then following your calling, and that's what the Active
Club is. And a gift. And a gift that Darren has work with those kids.
He really does.
And because a lot of the kids I see in his program, they are lost. And if it wasn't for him and that program and his volunteers, who knows where
and we see
a lot of kids would be in this
country. So true. And we see some of that transformation in just the service at that big, huge event. And I was just amazed at the hustle of those young people that are part of that continuing ministry.
So, yeah.
And, of course, Darren himself, super humble. He's going to always deflect. But well done, sir. We're just
He's just walking around, shaking hands.
You got it.
I said, why are you out tonight? Is this some kind of big event for you? His annual fundraiser. So.
And he pretty much followed up what I think is a heart of the community showing in both working Botnick to such a great spirit and end, and his event being one of the best ever, and working smoother than he could have expected.
Yeah.
And I think there is a special hand over all of these good efforts that we're doing in the community.
That's my
feeling. I'm a person of faith, as are you, and we know where it's coming from.
Yep. So, not by our power.
Not at all. But hey, let's give a quick recap, just because you need to do a little bragging before we close the book on Botnick 2025. And I know the concerts were simply mind-blowing, as they say.
Blew it up.
How about that?
Yeah. Most we had is... we don't have exact numbers, the precision outfit that we are.
Sure.
But 550, 600 is about the most we'd had at any of our concerts.
Right.
And Queensryche hit a solid 1,100.
How about that?
Yeah.
Nearly doubled.
Almost doubled. And so, yeah, those guys were a lot of fun, great to work with, very gifted.
I'm so glad to hear that.
I'm not a huge fan of that genre.
Yeah.
But I'm watching that man sing. Wow, did he have pipes.
Yeah.
He could hit all the ranges, all the notes.
And that's what you got.
All the musicians.
You bet.
And then Trey shows up and, another great group of guys, and they were definitely a rock country.
Yeah.
You know, you just listen to the instrumentals like, oh, that's a rock group. And then you hear this twang, twang. And okay, here's the country boy.
Yep.
And we were at about 500 there, which should be among our
for a first time country.
First time, first genre.
That's huge.
Our pre sales were like, not so.
Yeah.
We were at about 250.
And guess what happened?
Everybody showed up and they decided to get out Sunday night.
Yeah, we pushed it too. We really did.
Yeah.
We wanted to make sure that the country is represented, since we happen to represent country here at Grants Pass Broadcasting.
Well, good. We're hoping to continue with that, if at all possible.
I hope so. Okay,
country's
good.
A tough genre to break into, especially where we're a little bit away from Nashville and the heart of their...
I think if anybody and any community can do it, it's us and the Active Club as worthy and willing partners. What do you say?
Yeah. Well, we'd... You know, the Active Club is always, if somebody gets what we call a bright idea, other people may call it other things, we want to run with it. And, you know, we're willing to, you know, there's things that we've started that, you know, we maybe take a loss on for the first few years. But then people start catching wind and becomes more popular. And it's like, oh, and Brewfest, that's kind of fun to go up and hang out and see people I haven't seen all year. And then concerts, that's kind of fun.
It's become rather successful, Jim.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if you've noticed. But and what that comes down to, folks, we love the events themselves and the success, but it's every dollar raised for the youth community, and they reach out to every youth organization when they need help, including their own special ministries, and we're a part of that with the Active Club. So thank you, Jim. Please pass along all of our best to all of the Active Club members, and a good on you from Grants Pass Broadcasting.
Yeah. It was just a great weekend. The park was in great shape. You know, the last few years, obviously, it's been a concern of everybody in this community.
It was wonderful.
And, you know, the city in this case did a very good job.
They sure did. So hats off. And
Weatherman, great park, great event.
Couldn't have been
always proud of, you mentioned Darren and using his kids as volunteers. That's always something that makes me really proud, is putting kids to work.
I am too.
I know that's where I started to become a man.
Yeah, and they did a super job too.
Oh,
I mean, I saw it.
There is so much stuff.
They were hustling.
Yeah, security, to helping us with closing the roads, to put up fencing, to the ever popular hauling off our trash.
Which was huge all through that weekend.
It's the trash cans are four times anything we own, and then the big trash is like a Volkswagen.
Yes.
And it's
they handled it.
Yeah,
yeah,
but we spend $30,000-$40,000 a year just donating to organizations to get this thing set up and to tear down.
Right.
We're back in that park on Tuesday tearing down.
Yeah, I know.
Tuesday and Wednesday, and
work
it
ain't over till it's over.
Yeah, we want to hand it back to the city as close to,
because that's what keeps it going.
Yeah, yeah. We certainly love our parks too, and
being good neighbors.
Yep, want to be back every
keep
year.
On doing it. Let's finish up with a great Tom Rice Memorial Race. Even though there was much attrition, as we say within that, I got to call it out at Robertson Bridge. Been my tradition for some 16 years now.
Yeah.
So I love being there and being on that very exciting last drag strip, but seeing Houston do so well his first time out and end up winning it was just one of those things you just go, this was just too cool.
Yeah, again, to our knowledge, first time a rookie has ever won.
Yeah, and it couldn't have happened to a better racing family.
Not that the family's rookies by any means.
At all. that's the way it works, though.
Yeah.
So we are just so proud of Houston, along with the whole community, and looking for even more success. But a great way and a very good remembrance, as we always do on Memorial Day. There were just the right hearts everywhere.
Yeah. We don't talk about it probably enough, but always proud of our memorial showing.
It is.
Ceremony.
It is a special ceremony, and it really does get everybody right there where their hearts need to be.
Yeah, kind of brings us back to understanding that you got to fight for your country.
Yeah.
And
those that do extra.
Yeah, and love, a lot of us, our personal favorite is the bagpipers.
Yeah.
They just add a soul to
it does
that whole ceremony.
It always has tears coming from my heart, and I try to keep them out of my eyes, but but that's the way it works. Yeah. Thank you again, for another wonderful boat, Nick.
Mm-hmm.
And we're looking forward to all you're able to do. And anytime you have anything that you need to spotlight here, this is your home for your little bigger voice. Okay, Jim?
Well, our next project is Livestock for Kids.
There you go. And we want to hear more about it.
Yeah, and we've already had more signups than we've ever had.
Perfect.
It will be Friday night at the Josephine County Fair, back in the arena, mm-hmm. where the kids get to show and auction their animals. And so that's a project that I wasn't raised around farms. And
right.
you talk about hardworking kids.
Yes.
That are being taught the right way to become adults.
Yes.
Amazing.
Okay.
And so, any business owners, people that, would like to make a bid for.
Please.
Please reach out to us. We've got boatnik.com and our contact information. I'm sure the fairgrounds would have info.
Yes.
Also.
Livestock for Kids this Friday.
It's at the fair. It's at the week of the fair.
Okay.
So week.
That's what I want.
Fair week.
I was getting a little confused. So fair week. On the Friday,
Livestock
for Kids, and that's the next big active club organization. So we want to pay and pray that forward then for a couple of
months. Yeah, last couple of years we've approached 800,000,
which
90% of that goes back to the kids.
Yeah. That's a holy mackerel.
In fact, Darren Williams' daughter a couple of years ago when we took this over, a $46,000 steer.
Wow.
Couldn't wipe the smirk off of Darren's face.
No, of course not.
I think he just figured I got 2 years of college covered. But
that's exactly where it all goes. Yeah.
And, that's another great one.
Right.
Again, you own a company we'd love to see out there.
Let's
and
do
I'd love to have more people bidding and supporting these kids.
And we have an earlier fair this year, Jim, so you start planning for a little shameless promotion here just before fair week.
Yeah, you put me on the radio.
We're going to do it.
I'm going to promote something.
We're going to do it.
Because Christmas for Kids will be around the corner after that.
And you bet we're going to work that with y'all.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for taking the extra time, brother. Go get some rest.
Thank you.
You bet. And we'll do a little commerce and then right back into some music. But thank you for just being right here for these special events for our youth community as we do pay and pray it forward with everything we do for the young generation because it becomes us.